Welcome. You're listening to a rundown of the setting of the International LARP Spoils of War by Katrine Wind from Narrators Inc. This episode gives you an overview of all the houses in the setting. House descriptions: the site of King Redmore. House Redmore. Name of principality: the Cape. Succession: oldest child. Alliance in the war: King Redmore. Name of castle: Castle Redmore. And Moonkeep after Victor became king. Because of its adventurous position as the only passage from the independent principalities to the Queenland, the Cape has always been immensely powerful as an area to hold. House Redmore is known to be a warmongering house and very protective of their own traditions, people, and interests. It is the most lenient noble house regarding woodlanders. The two cultures live side by side in the Cape, and their different ways are honored. King Redmore even openly has a woodlander as his closest counselor. Being led by the king having lost the war causes great insecurity about what the future entails for everybody in House Redmore. House Harla. Name of principality: Evendale. They are vassals to the regent house in Evendale. Succession: oldest child. Alliance in the war: King Victor Redmore. Name of castle: Moonkeep, as stewards for the royal family. 20 years ago, the then Lord Redmore made a deal with Lord Harla, who was the steward of House Moon's lands, Evendale. Lord Harla was sick of Queen Moon's racism towards woodlanders and thought that Lord Redmore would do better as a king. But Lord Harla was also a deal maker. He arranged that if Lord Victor Redmore would marry his daughter Vikana Harla, she would be queen when he took over the regency of the Queenlands. Until then, Vikana had been engaged to the now deceased young Prince James of House Moon, an alliance that Lord Harla willingly broke. He succeeded in his endeavor. Victor Redmore shunned his wife, Lady Sira Similla Redmore, and had the childless marriage annulled so he could marry Lady Vikana Harla. House Harla are but stewards of Evendale, but they are essential to any reigning king or queen. House Styx. Name of principality: the Mistlands. Succession: oldest daughter. Alliance in the war: King Redmore. Name of the castle: Ladies' Hall. House Styx has always had a mystique to it. Most of the inhabitants follow the ancient religion of the Mistress of the Mist, and it is said that they hear whispers from their dark goddess. The Mistlands are always shrouded in fog, especially in the swamp areas. The house earns a lot of money from renting out lantern bearers, elite soldiers, and experts on navigating the dangerous and impassable swamps. Without a doubt, the bloodiest skirmishes of the war have been fought in the Mistlands. Thousands of soldiers have died in the swamps while trying to pass through the fog, and even more have been traumatized by the constant fear and paranoia of marching for days without being able to see more than a few feet ahead. House Styx is fiercely matriarchal, and it is said to be direct descendant from the female line of the younger daughter of the first Queen Moon. It is customary that the females of the house marry more than one man. House Barn. Name of principality: Starsmore. Succession: oldest son. Alliance in the war: King Victor Redmore. Name of castle: Torment. House Barn rose to power in Starsmore when they supported Victor Redmore in his usurping of the throne of the Queenland 20 years ago. House Barn was the greatest vassal house of House Oakleaf in Starsmore and was generously rewarded. The invaders made sure that House Oakleaf was thrown from power so House Barn could take over. House Barn is still fiercely loyal to their allies in House Redmore. As a house, the Barns have always paced their children relentlessly, making sure to push all innocence out of them from an early age. They need to know how the world works. The strongest survive. Barn is a battle-ready house that holds fighting and ambition in high regard. Their knights, male and female, are second to none. House descriptions: the site of Princess Moon. House Moon. Name of principality: Evendale. Succession: oldest daughter. Alliance in the War, Princess Moon. Name of castle, Moonkeep, until it was usurped by Victor Redmoon. House Moon is the ancient house that has ruled the Queenland for more than 1500 years. They have an almost mystical status, with special connections to the moon and life itself. Before the War of Independence, the houses even ruled all of the Starlands. But 20 years ago, Queen Mathilda was ousted from power by a hasty war with Victor Redmoor, who became king. The Great House got all but extinguished, but the baby daughter Natasha had been sent to House Savatier together with a baby from House Harlow, and is now being pushed back towards the throne by conspiring houses, primarily independents. But who can Princess Natasha actually trust? House Sivanshi. Name of principality, Sivanshi. Succession, oldest child. Alliance in the war, Princess Moon. Name of castle, Rose Hall. House Sivanshi are the southerners of the Starlands. They are inventors, scholars and strategists. Whether the art is jousting, wine production or painting doesn't matter, they will create. This makes them attractive conversation partners and lovers. Not to mention that inventions from the great minds of House Sivanshi have greatly improved weapons, hugely impacting the war. They have secretly been foster house of Princess Natasha Moon for 20 years, since her family was killed when Victor Redmoor became King of the Queenland. They have presented her as an alternative to King Redmoor. The current Lord and Lady are flamboyant and good company, but the real schemers of the house work behind their colorful presences, trying to put Princess Moon on the throne. Not only because it's morally right, but because it's valuable to have fostered the future regent of the Queenland. House Similla. Name of principality, Similla. Succession. Chosen among the boys in the family. The heir lies with five chosen women, and those who become pregnant and have a child are now part of his court. When the children officially become grown-ups, one of them is chosen to be the new heir, while their father is now the new lord, and the former lord abdicates. The mother of the new heir becomes the new lady of the house, and the other mothers to the heir's half-siblings become her second ladies. Alliance in the War, Princess Moon. Name of castle, Pantry. House Similla is, first and foremost, fertile. They live in the pantry of the Starlands, producing grain and greens. But they are also blessed with many children, which often creates squabbles and competition. They have an advanced tradition for succession that most other houses scoff at. But marrying your child into this house will give the child a lifetime of wealth and plenty. So often, ladies and lords will risk their younger daughter's future for a possibility to become the future Lady Similla. Lady Sirra Similla used to be married to Victor Redmoor, but after 4 years of no children, Lord Redmoor had the marriage annulled by a Quaesitor Council from the Cape, orchestrated by his close advisor, the Morten Seer. Lady Sirra was sent back to House Similla, which was a great spite on both her and her family. Merely a week later, Victor Redmoor married Vikana Hala instead. House Mantis. Name of principality, The Winding Vale. Succession, oldest daughter. Alliance in the War, Princess Moon. Name of castle, Hive Castle. House Mantis are the spiders of the independence. They are always scheming and also providing silk and cotton to all parts of the Starlands. They have risen to power in the Winding Vale by making themselves more and more useful. House Mantis have only been regents in that principality for 2 generations, after House Weaver for some reason died out as a house in the female line. Nobody knows if they had anything to do with the demise of houses in the Winding Vale, but many have suspicions. Mantis understands how to weave a family tightly together, but they are challenged by the strange illness their lady is facing and more or less unruly children. House Mantis has pushed harder than most for putting Princess Natasha Moon on the throne. House Bedrock. Name of principality, Iron Mountains. Succession, oldest son. Alliance in the War, Princess Moon. Name of castle, Iron Keep. House Bedrock is acknowledged for their fierce fighters, and their enemy rarely stand long against them. The secluded mountains and cold make them a hard people and quite wild. They are often the center of the feast when great houses gather, being loud and demanding attention. Their strong liquors are unbearable to consume for most. They have been lured into the war since they hate Victor Redmore. Lord Bedrock is a former Oakleaf who was chased out of his land Starsmoor in the Queenland when Victor Redmore came to power. Rural areas of the Iron Mountains are inhabited by clansfolk, increasingly untouched by civilization. They value the steel blood above all, believing the people of the mountains to be more fit and able than others. They don't like their Queenland lord. Description of houses, others. House Lynx. Name of principality, Darkfield. Succession, oldest son. Alliance in the war, divided. Lord is with King Redmore and the rest of the house with Princess Moon. Name of castle, Shadow Hall. House Lynx is an isolationistic house and has been minding its own business for centuries on end. It is in the mountains of Darkfield that Turris Mor, the Tower of the Mortons, reaches up as a shadow over the land. House Lynx rarely gathers with other great houses, and they kept out of the war between Queen Mathilda Moon and Lord Victor Redmore 20 years ago. Even in the current war, they were very late to react. Lord Lynx had finally given his full support to his king, Victor Redmore, but the younger brother, Lord General Vitus, gathered all the troops behind him and turned on his brother's orders. So now Lord Lynx sits in Moonkeep supporting King Redmore, while his family and people are on the other side, having officially sworn allegiance to House Moon. Many whisper the word traitor in either direction, but there is no doubt that Lord General Vitus turning on King Victor Redmore was adamant to him losing the war. House Oakleaf, extinguished. Name of principality, used to be Lords of Starsmoor. Succession, oldest child. Alliance in the war, not relevant, since they are no longer ladies and lords of Starsmoor. Name of castle, Torment, now owned by House Barn. House Oakleaf was before the First War 20 years ago a proud house very close to the House of Moon. They served as stewards and counselors to House Moon, while always standing by the Queen. Therefore, House Oakleaf also suffered greatly when House Moon was overthrown by Victor Redmore. Few members survived when the rebellious vassal house, House Barn, chose to stab House Oakleaf in the back to become the new Lords of Starsmoor, under the rule of King Victor Redmore. You listened to a rundown of the setting of the International LARP Spoils of War by Katrine Wind from Narrators Inc. Spoils of War is an adaptation of the two Danish LARPs in the Victorious series by Katrine Wind and Alexander Bakkensen. Thank you for listening.